Highlights of the week.
Welcome to the latest edition of Highlights of the Week here on Radio Slovenia International, where we collect some of the major news making headlines around the world. In this week's top story, we're eyeing on the latest developments in Venezuela, which is in crisis. I'm Lida Petkovic. Thanks for tuning in.
Highlights of the Week.
Starting off in the UK, where 9 members of parliament have walked out in protest at the Labour leaders' handling of anti-Semitism and Brexit. UK Labour Party's shadow chancellor of the Exchequer, John McDonnell.
Disappointed they've left because I wanted them to stay and work with us to implement the manifesto we all stood upon, because it was incredibly popular and it did give us the biggest increase in popular vote, Labour share of the vote, since 1945.
The MPs, who all back a further EU referendum, will sit in Parliament as the independent group, except for one. Later, 3 Tory MPs have resigned from the party to join the independent group. Meanwhile, the Irish government has prepared a no-deal Brexit plan, which it hopes will never be used.
Highlights of the week.
Across the Atlantic, a group of 16 states have decided to sue President Donald Trump for what they call his misuse of presidential powers. The group is being led by California and includes Colorado, Hawaii, New York, and Nevada, among others. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra.
President Trump got it right when he said he didn't have to do this.
The move came after Trump had signed a bill allowing him just under $1.5 billion to build a border wall with Mexico. However, he then used emergency powers to secure almost $6 billion in funding, thus avoiding another drawn-out battle with Congress.
Highlights of the week.
Midweek, the world of fashion was shaken by the death of legendary designer Karl Lagerfeld, who died in Paris after a short illness, aged 85. The German icon worked in the fashion industry for almost 70 years. He became a lead designer for Chanel and Fendi, and later their creative director. He also launched his own brand and worked with chains such as H&M.
Highlights of the week.
Over in the Vatican, Pope Francis has opened a landmark summit on fighting child sex abuse. The meeting came amid the world expecting concrete measures on tackling pedophilia in the Catholic Church. Matthias Kach is a survivor of clergy abuse.
We are willing to be very polite. We are not angry. We are beyond anger. We are really fighting for truth and justice for the survivors, and we want zero tolerance for the children and the young people of today, because the church is in charge of so many young people all over the world. They need clear guidelines and norms.
The pontiff has dedicated 3.5 days to discussing the church's response to child abuse by members of the clergy with bishops from around the world.
Highlights of the week.
Lovers of winter sports in Slovenia were celebrating with 2 athletes this week. First, it was alpine skier Meta Hrovat, who became the junior world slalom champion in Italy's Val di Fassa, leaving behind the Swiss Aline Danioth and the surprising Swedish Elsa Håkansson Fernbäck. Then it was Slovenia's Stefan Hadalin, who finished 3rd in the combined event in Bulgaria's Bansko on Friday for his first podium finish in the Alpine Ski World Cup.
Highlights of the week. Top story.
On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump stopped in Miami just short of threatening military action in Venezuela. He urged the country's military to remove its disputed president, Nicolas Maduro, and to allow humanitarian aid to come in.
Continuing to support Maduro. If you choose this path, you will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, and no way out. Members of the Venezuelan military, they are risking their lives and Venezuela's future for a man controlled by the Cuban military. Maduro is not a Venezuelan patriot. He is a Cuban puppet. That's what he is.
Maduro denies there is a crisis in Venezuela and calls the growing aid operation a U.S.-orchestrated show. The military has so far managed to block shipments of U.S. aid from coming across the border with Colombia. Maduro has closed the border with Brazil amid a row over humanitarian aid. It is better to prevent than to regret, to take all the measures for the assurance and protection of our people. Brazil said it would send humanitarian aid to its border with Venezuela by the weekend, despite the protests of embattled Maduro. Venezuela also suspended air and sea links with the island of Curaçao ahead of a planned aid shipment. Venezuelan lawmaker Delcia Solorzano. Pretending that humanitarian aid is not going to reach Venezuela is an act of cruelty. We know that these soldiers are passing the same need as all the people of Venezuela. Humanitarian aid comes in, yes or yes. On Friday, at least two people died and several others have been injured in clashes at Venezuela's border with Brazil. It came as two rival concerts got underway on either side of a bridge linking Venezuela and Colombia. Maduro said he could also shut the key border with Colombia to stop the opposition bringing in relief. Venezuela's inflation rate has seen prices soar, leaving many Venezuelans struggling to afford basic items such as food, toiletries, and medicine. That's it for this week. You can join us again next week, same place, same time. This is Lidia Petkovic, wishing you a nice end of the week and saying goodbye.
Highlights of the week.